Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome live at ANZ Stadium. It is grand final day. We are on air. We've been on air from midday. We will be off air after the grand final. Post-match interviews, the full game, everything right here on the Triple M network. Maybe you're one of those people that's got to work. Well, make sure you keep it on Triple M all day long. Right now, we've got the state championship, Newtown Jets Burley Bears. And at the moment, the Bears lead 4-2 with Hoops, Gordy Tallis, Maroon. We've got a very special guest in. We're going to be grabbing special guests all day long, but we haven't heard from this bloke in this part of the world for so long. He played over 260 first-grade games, about half of those for the Sydney Roosters. Known as Rentakill, Chris Flannery, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Jets. How are we going?
Fantastic, mate. So you've got a pretty high-profile job now in the footy.
Yeah. So I'm the CEO of the Sunshine Coast Falcons, obviously up in Queensland. So, yeah, we were hoping that we're going to be playing here today. But, yeah, obviously Burley, a bit too good for us a few weeks ago. So, yeah, it's great game out here today. And, yeah, hopefully the Burley boys get up.
Do we need to ask who you're going for in the main game? Chris?
Yeah, obviously the Chooks, yeah, it's going to be a cracker game. And, yeah, obviously, mate, it's, you know, great to see the Roosters there. They've been really good over, the season. And, yeah, obviously still got some pretty good ties to the Chooks there.
And you won a premiership with Ricky as the coach, 2002. Tell us a little bit about that season.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, obviously 2002, some great memories. And, yeah, I'm happy that Sticky's there, obviously, with the Raiders. And C.S. Oliola was at the Roosters with us during that period. So, yeah, I'm happy for those guys. But, yeah, hopefully the Roosters can get over them today.
Geez, that was a great side. Like, you had Adrian Morley, yourself, Mick Crocker, like Freddie Fittler. What a team.
Yeah, it was a team, mate. Yeah, we obviously... Freddie and Brian Fletcher and Luke Ricketson. It was a really good period. Obviously, 2002 we won it, and then 3 and 4 didn't go so well. But yeah, though, it was a great little period for the Roosters at that stage. And yeah, we had an outstanding team, so really good.
Hey, Flann, take us back to the Queensland Cup. You guys were absolutely outstanding all year. Like, what happened? You sort of went out in straight sets there in the end.
Yeah, Gordy, mate. We probably just hit a bit of a form slump. Probably about a week out from the finals. And yeah, mate, we had a few injuries and a few other things, but yeah, just, mate, we won the minor premiership, obviously, but probably should have taken the foot off the pedal a little bit. You know, we won the minor premiership by about 6 or 7 points, so it was a big, big gap. But yeah, no, she was just hit a bit of form at the bad form at the wrong time, mate.
And will we see, you know, some of those players go on to play NRL, you think? Are they in the Melbourne Storm system for people that don't know?
Yeah, so we're obviously affiliated with the Melbourne Storm, mate. So we've got guys like Harry Grant playing for us, Cooper Johns, obviously. We've got some really good players coming back there and playing for the Falcons, mate. So I'm sure that we're going to see a few of those guys pop up. We had Nico Hines, who you would have seen at one stage this year playing for the Storm. And we've got some really good talented players coming through that system, mate. And it's a great, the Queensland Cup's a really good system for these players.
Boys, Bears have just scored in the State Cup. Bears 8, Jets 2 for tyre power. They've just scored under the post, the Burley Bears, so they'll probably convert and go up 10-2. But back to you, Chris, just as an aside, I don't know if you realise it's 17 years today since the 2002
Grand
Final.
Yeah.
This very day.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, no, I didn't realise that. But yeah, obviously... it was a great night here at the stadium, and yeah, something that we'll always remember. And yeah, to win it with a really good group of blokes was outstanding. So yeah, really good memories of obviously that night.
Mate, we all remember what Ricky was like back then. It was his first season as an NRL head coach, and the Roosters had this reputation at the time where you'd been successful, but you hadn't quite been able to take that next step to the promised land. And then Ricky came in and he just brought this hard edge and this real steely resolve. Was he as intense with you blokes at training and in everything that you did as what he was from what the public saw and the rest of us saw?
Oh, yeah, he was. he was, look, he's an intense character. He just, we all know Sticky just wants to win everything. And that was the first thing that he did when he got to the Roosters at that stage. He he wanted us to be the fittest team in the competition, and you'll remember that we had that line speed, which was just, ridiculous sort of speed getting off the line, and we did that for about 2 or 3 years, and it took a bit of energy to do that, but yeah, obviously you had to be very fit to be able to do that and keep it up for the full 80 minutes. So that was what Sticky, he really instilled, a really hard edge to us at that time, and we were definitely the fittest team in the competition, and that allowed us to play the way that we did. But, I think after those 3 or 4 years, you'll notice that a lot of those players, we'd been going sort of flat stick for 3 or 4 years, and, it did take a bit of a toll on the body. But I think, speaking to Sia Soliola, who's obviously at the Raiders and he was at the Roosters at that time, he said Sticky's really started to, he's a lot more relaxed with his preparation and the way that he gets teams ready now. So, yeah, look, it was good for us at that time. But, yeah, obviously, be interested to see how the boys go today.
Hey, Flemmo, there were so many rumours around, and I was at the Broncos at the time and we were pretty fit and I thought we trained really hard, but were you guys doing like 100 hundreds or something like that, like on a certain
I think God. We started Ronnie Palmer come up with that one, so
stop it. How's that work?
100 hundreds.
We started about 60 or something and then built up as the preseason went on, but we ended up getting to 100 hundreds on the I think it was about 16 or 17 seconds, and then you obviously had a really small break and then did it again. But I think did you boys start doing that, Gordy? I think a few of the other
I pulled out at 20.
Smart, mate.
If I didn't have to run 100, I never run 100 on the field, so why do I need to do these things?
Exactly, mate. But it was tough at the time. But yeah, you look back and look at the stuff that you used to do, and that was probably why we had one of the fittest teams in the comp at that stage.
What was it like as a young bloke and getting to come into first grade in the NRL and then have players like, number one, Freddie Fittler, but then also like a character of the game and an enforcer like Adrian Morley.
Yeah. Oh, look, it was great, obviously, coming into that sort of team. I came down from Queensland at the end of 99 and, was there for a couple of years before we won that comp. But, guys like Mick Crocker, Craig Wing, Anthony Minicello, like we're all sort of just starting to come through at the right time. And obviously, ended with, those couple of, that premiership and then a couple of grand finals. But, playing with guys like Adrian Morley and Craig Fitzgibbon and Luke Ricketson, they demanded, respect, but they demanded that if you were in the team, you were, the best you could be. Mm-hmm. So it was, it was a great team to play in, and we were just lucky, that we had such a great playing group. And then Sticky really brought in, he was the icing on the cake, I suppose.
And I noticed that you didn't name Brian Fletcher there.
We all know Fletch, but he was great to play with Fletch.
He was great on the field, but I tell you what, they reckon some of his best stuff as well was also camaraderie away from.
Oh, most of his off-field stuff was outstanding, he's a great team, and we did play hard, but we party pretty hard off the field as well. And I think that's when you're winning, you tend to enjoy it a bit more. But
you've earned the right.
That's great.
Well, clear this one up for us, Chris. Was it 2002 or 2003 or 2004? You played one of those grand finals with a pretty significant injury, didn't you?
Thought you were going to go to this. 2004. So before the Bulldogs grand final, obviously we played the prelim final against the Cowboys, and I got a knock in the Crown Jewels pretty early in the game. I think it was my first run of the game, actually. And, obviously kept on playing. And at halftime, I sort of noticed it was quite sore. And got to full-time and we actually won. I think Finchie kicked a field goal to get us in the grand final and beat the Cowboys by one. But so we're in the grand final, and it was a game. Luke Ricketson, actually, he got suspended during that week, and I'd copped this really bad knock in the Crown Jewels. And next morning, wake up after that game, and they were like two big avocados. So I had to go and get ultrasound, and I had a ruptured testicle leading into that the Bulldogs game, the 2004 grand final. So I wasn't going to play. I only got out of hospital, I think, on the Thursday. And Gus Gould was at training, and we sort of started having a chat. And Rico got suspended, I think, on the Wednesday. So we're sort of down a back row. And I had a bit of a run on the Thursday, had a bit more of a run on the Friday. And then obviously by Saturday, which was the day before the grand final, I decided that I was going to play. And we all know what happened. But that hit from Sonny Bill that I copped in that 2004 grand final, which you might have seen that pretty good shot by Sonny. That was my first run, so I was sort of, after I got hit by that, I wished I was back in hospital. But, it was a fair hit, it was a crazy preparation to go into a grand final. You know, I guess that's what happens in those types of games, but you know, you just want to get out there.
Looking back though, you'd have no regrets?
No, definitely not, mate. No, but I've got two beautiful daughters now, so everything's working fine. So it was some good times.
Anyone who's just joined us, this is Roosters great Chris Flannery, who's joined us at Triple M for a bit of a chat. Chris, so you find yourself now the CEO of a Canterbury Cup side.
I beg your pardon,
the Queensland Cup side, which is travelling along very well on the Sunshine Coast. How does an ex-NRL player have that role? I mean, the obvious choice is a coach, but you've obviously got the business acumen to run the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's obviously I came back from St. Helens at the end of 2012 and just relocated back to my hometown, which is the Sunshine Coast. And luckily enough, we had a Queensland Cup side up there, which were called the Sunshine Coast Seagulls at the time. They were affiliated with Manly, and that affiliate, like, we had guys like Daly Cherry Evans and Hodgkinson and those types of guys won the comp with the Seagulls in 2009 up on the Sunshine Coast. But that affiliation finished, and we sort of went through a really bad period there where we didn't have any NRL affiliation. So I came in 2013, and we obviously spoke to Melbourne Storm, who at the time were affiliated with the Cronulla Sharks, and we just brought them up to the Sunshine Coast. We've got some fantastic facilities up there, Sunshine Coast Stadium, and you know, you would have seen a couple of NRL games there this year, the Warriors and South Sydney. South Sydney's taken a few home games up to the Sunshine Coast. So, yeah, it was they came to me and asked if I'd would want to get involved. Yeah.
Why did they come to you, mate? Do you have a, like, you just got a good head for it, or had a business background?
Not really. I knew a couple of guys who were involved at the time, and they sort of were asking my recommendations on what they should do and players and things like that, and it just sort of grew from there. And the CEO role came up at the same time, and they just asked, I suppose, if I would be interested, which at the time I said no. I wasn't really keen to step into that role, but after probably about a month or so, I had a bit of a think and spoke to a few people on the Sunshine Coast, and I decided to take it. So that was about mid-2013, so obviously I'm still there now. So yeah, it's been a steep learning curve. You know, you come from the playing side and then step onto the other side where you go from that player where you just turn up and train and do your best on the field to actually running the business and budgets and, you know, recruiting and buying players. And yeah, there's a lot that obviously goes into it, but it's great being with the Melbourne Storm, and, you know, it's a great affiliation that we've had with the Melbourne Storm since then.
Well, mate, if you ever need a hand with how to punch numbers into a calculator or balance a profit and loss sheet, man right next to you right now, Anthony the Great Maroon, he's all over that sort of thing.
Good on you, Chris.
Very good. No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to catch up. I was going to see if you wanted to take a step down and do the Gold Coast Titans CEO job, but obviously you've got a better job than that now. Good on you, Chris. Enjoy the afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Go the Chooks.
All right. That's Gordy Tallis, Hoops and Maroon here. And our special guest there has been Roosters legend Chris Flannery, who's flown in from the sunny coast to watch his Roosters go around today. Burley Bears 10, Jets 2 in the State Cup at the moment. Bears 10, Jets 2, and we've got about 3 minutes left in the first half of that game. But very shortly, Big Glenn Lazarus joins us to talk about his day, what he's got to do, what he thinks, who he thinks is going to win. Can his Raiders get up? All that is coming up next as Triple M rocks the grand final.